Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Danforth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dave Danforth. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive towards first. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Ellerbe reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. It's 1-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk strikes out. One out. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe bunts in front of the plate. Schalk fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 1 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shealy. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Danforth hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tobin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Danforth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to third. Yamyarian pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Wilkinson now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Danforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danforth is 0 for 2 in the game. Danforth hits a fly ball towards center. Ma still settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ma still. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Danforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 3 in the game. McClellan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins scores. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler bunts towards third. McClellan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McClellan. Ellerbe goes all the way around to score. Sisler moves all the way to home. It's 4-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Danforth covering, for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Bubzer pinch hits for Roy Wilkinson. Hal Bubzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bubzer hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-4 in the game. McClellan takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Schalk scores. Johnson moves to third. McClellan moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Bill Bain now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. McClellan moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Shealy moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Shovel Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shealy scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Schalk steals third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk scores. Hodge moves to second. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodge scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Ray Kolb now pitching. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maw still hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Maw still reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellerb hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sisler moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sisler moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Sisler scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, White Sox. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to third. Severide moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.